Chapter 8, Getting Ready. Room 8 and Room 9 practiced for graduation together. We practiced on the stage in the auditorium. Because a stage is where people get diplomas, of course. Mrs. showed everyone how to walk up the steps without tripping. She played music for us to march in with. And guess what? Room 9 marched better than Room 8, except Pa Lee Ellen Puffer kept bowing really silly, and Lindy kept stepping on people's heels. Plus, shy William ran out of the auditorium and down the hall, and Gus Valeny had to chase him around the parking lot. After that, Principal talked to Willem a real long time. Plus, also, his mother was called in the belief. I believe. I am not like Willem. I told Lucel and Grace I am not even nervous of walking up on the stage. And on that stage, hardly. Me neither, I said. Said that Grace, I am not nervous of walking up on that stage, hardly either. Lucy fluffed her fluffy hair. My Nana says that I was born to be on the stage, she said. Nana said that people enjoy looking at me because I am a feast for their eyes. After that, Lucille wrinkled her nose, very cute, and she skipped around and around in a circle. Grace and I watched her for a real long time. Then finally, Lucille stopped skipping and all of us hugged and hugged because we are the bestest friends, three friends I ever even saw. Graduation week went by very fast. Friday night came in a jiffy. I felt so excited I couldn't even eat my dinner that good. I got down from my chair and I ran all over the house. Settle down, said Daddy. Settle down, said Mother. Settle down, I hollered. Then I laughed real loud, 'cause I am a hoot. That's why. Finally, it was my time to go. Mother got my graduation box off the top of the refrigerator. I jumped up and down. Let me carry that, Mother. Please, please, please. I want to carry my box to room 9 myself. 'Cause that's where all of us are getting dressed. Mother handed me the box. Then Daddy said, settle down again. And all of us drove to my school. Grandpa and Grandma Miller met us in the parking lot. I hugged them. Hello. Then I zoomed to room 9, speedy fast. And guess what? All of the children from morning and afternoon kindergarten were getting ready together. I ran through the door. It's me, people. It's Junie B. Jones. I am here for graduation. Lucelle and Grace came rushing over. They were already wearing their caps and gowns. And they looked marvelous. I tell you, hurry up, Junie B, said Lucelle. Hurry up and put on your cap and gown. Our teacher is going to be our picture, to take our picture. Yes, said that Grace. Hurry, hurry. She grabbed my box away from me and she took out my cap and gown. Grace did a gasp. Oh no, Junie B, what happened? She said, what happened to your cap and gown? My stomach felt squishy and sick pitch, 'cause that outfit looked spottier than I remembered. Put it down, Grace, I said. Don't show people. I don't want anyone to know this. Lucelle laughed very loud, but it's so dumb, Junie B, she said. How could people not know this? You color big purple splotches all over your graduation clothes. I did a huffy breath at that girl. Those are not big I drew to blend it in my juice driblets. And that is a whole different ball game, madam. But just then, some of the children heard me yelling. They turned to look. "Great, Lucille," I said. "Now look what you did. You called attention to myself. And so now, how can I even blend in?" After that, I quick grabbed my graduation gown and I ran to the back of the room. Just then, I heard a voice. "Dreamy Beat Jones?" I looked into the front of the room. It was my teacher, Mrs. Stretch. Her neck to look back at me. "Is there a problem back there, Junie B?" she asked. I shook my head real fast. "No, Mrs., no," I said. "There isn't a problem, I promise. And so please do not come back here. And I mean it." Mrs. came back there. "And what do you know? All of room 9 came with her." Mrs. took my cap and gown out of my hands. The children laughed and laughed at that thing. "What kind of dumb gown do you call that?" said Meanie Jim. "I know," said Polly Ellen Puffer. "It's the kind of gown that a clown would wear." "Yeah," shouted Jim. "It's a purple spotty clown gown." After that, the laughing got louder and louder. I put my hands over my ears to keep it out of my head. Then I tried to tell them about Raggedy and the driblets. And my purple color marker. But my nose started running very much. And I couldn't even talk. That's good. Finally, I started to cry. And guess what? Then nobody laughed anymore.